Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizik Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the 22nd day of the month of Kislev. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in our daily email, including the four children that we have been davening for, Yehoshua Heschel ben Nechama Devorah, Pesach Betzalo ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chen Chana and Raya Bas Michal, Midei, and all in need of a refuah shalema. And additionally, of course, please continue to keep in mind all of our precious brothers and sisters still being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily please be returned home to their families today. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Tzvi Engel of Congregation Or Torah in Skokie, Illinois, to share words of Divrei Chizik. We'll be followed by Rabbi Engel slowly reciting our five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. And Rabbi Engel will lead us in the recitation of the Mishnah Berach for the Chayalim, the Mishnah Berach for the Chatavim, for the Shvuim, and finally concluding with the Mishnah Berach L'Cholim, for those in need of a refuah, of a healing. And we'll pause, enabling us to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email. Subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Engel.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. And thank you to the Orthodox Union for continuing to provide this amazing opportunity for people to gather from around the world in order to daven together and to share some Divrei Chizuk together. One of the tefillot that we will be reciting in a few minutes is the 20th chapter of Sefer Tehillim. I will imagine in my mind's eye that many generations before ours said this chapter. It begins with the words, Mamatech Mizmor David, Ancha Hashem B'yom Tzara Yisagevcha Shem Elokei Yaakov. May the Lord answer you in times of trouble. May the name of Yaakov's God protect you. According to the Malbim, this chapter of Tehillim, the 20th chapter of Tehillim, was written regarding a war that David HaMelech fought far away from Yerushalayim. David HaMelech was endangered, writes the Malbim, Vayasham b'sakana, Sheba Shmuel Letzion, Itpalalu Shamalav, V'gam Shalchu Chel Le'ezrato. He was in danger, and the word came to Tzion, meaning to Yerushalayim. They davened there, David HaMelech and his soldiers, and they also sent another brigade to go try to help him. Ulam, be'et holchu hechayil, no dalahem, ki David no sha al pines. But while the army was on its way to save David, an army that was far away from Yerushalayim, David had been saved, a miracle. Uvo hechayil l'sham, hu v'lo'i de milchama, rak b'shem Hashem. And when the army arrived there, realized, of course, that they had triumphed, not through means of war, but truly them. And therefore, says the Malbim, this chapter, which we recite each and every day of the week, davening, and we call it during what's called Ashrei Batra, Ashrei Uval Tzion, sandwiched in between those two is this, chapter 20, Lam Natzeach. According to the Malbim, it's about war. It's about learning about soldiers who are far away, perhaps from Yerushalayim, geographically, too, and sending them help and succor and relief and assistance. Ya'ancha Hashem, says the Malbim, these are the words that were actually being davened, us, B'tzion. Ya'aneo Hashem b'yom tzara, that God should answer him at the time of suffering. Bet, she'agam shehu ata rachok me'eret ha'kedosha, Tagev Hashem Elokei Yaakov, that notwithstanding being far away from the Holy Land, be protection by the God, specifically the God of Yaakov, Hashem shivtiach liyakov yotob b'chutz la'aretz v'hinei anochi imach u'smarticha b'chulei. God had promised Yaakov Avinu that he would guard him outside of Israel, wherever he was in the world. V'ashivoticha la'adamah hazot, I will bring you back to this land. Hashem hazeh, that God, God, gam l'cha l'miskav sh'tashuv l'eretz Yisrael, that should be the protection to allow you to come back to the land of Israel. We think now of the chatufim. We think now of the hostages. We think of the anguish they are experiencing, lo aleinu, of what their families are going through. We think about the still, at this moment, 65,000 plus people who are called the mifunim, those who are displaced from their homes. We think about the many injured soldiers, the many, too many bereaved families. And we daven, because we recognize that notwithstanding all the great successes, there are many points of pain and anguish still. And our tefillot, as ever, matter. And I hope and pray that through our recitation of the Tehillim today, we'll be thinking about all of them and every day in our tefillah. Yishlach Ezra HaMikodesh U'mitzion Yisadeka. God should send his assistance from his sanctuary on high, from Shemayim, says the Malbim. U'mitzion Yisadeka, and the help should come in the way through Zion, through Tzion. And let's hope and pray that that is our moment as well. But something else. How is it that David HaMelech, when he writes the tefillah, is writing it and mentioning Yaakov Avinu? The Malbim had his answer having to do with the idea of going to Galut. But Rashi thinks that this mizmor was at the moment that David HaMelech, already too old to go out to battle himself, he sent Yoav and the entire Jewish army, that Kol Yisrael Milchama, writes Rashi, Vehu, meaning David, Haya Omeid B'Yerushalayim U'mitkala Aleihem. This is the prayer that David himself, according to Rashi, was reciting over and over again while the Chayalim were out Bashetach fighting the battle. Why does David HaMelech hark back to Yaakov Avinu? He identified with Yaakov Avinu. We all do, obviously. But in a specific way, David understood that before him, Avinu was also a warrior. The Torah itself hints at this. Parshat Vayechi coming up. V'ani natati l'cha Shechem achad alachecha sh'lakachti mi'ad ha'emori v'charbi uv'kashti. I've given you an extra portion, more than your brothers, says Yaakov to Yosef, that which I took from the hand of the Amorites with my bow, my sword, and with my bow. Rashi writes that there was a war that was fought by Yaakov Avinu. The Chiger Yaakov claimed L'chama Kenegdan Yaakov went out to defend the brothers after the episode in Shechem. And elsewhere, back in Parshat Vayishlach, notes that there's a sefer that the Ramban had access to called The Wars of the Sons of Yaakov, Milchamot Bnei Yaakov. And in that book, it describes that Yaakov and his sons fought three wars, calls them Shalosh Milchamot Gidolot, in the land of Israel, to protect Jewish life. Why isn't it in the Torah? Described in longhand, these glorious wars that Yaakov and his sons fought to defend Jewish honor, to defend the Jewish homeland, to defend the Jewish people. The Ramban explains, Aval HaKatuv Yiktzar B'zeh. The Torah is circumspect about this. Nistar. It was a hidden miracle. Yanashim giborim hayu uchi'ilu zur'am hoshia lamo. Because all of the sons of Yaakov, Yaakov himself, these were mighty warriors. And it was as if arms had protected them and saved them. As if. But of course, it was a nes nistar. In just a short while, we'll all be celebrating Chanukah, a holiday of Nisim, a particular of Nisim Nistarim. Bayamim Ahem, Bazman Hazeh, a time in which we give Hoda, Shavah Hoda to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a war that was fought by Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, owing to foreign invaders who sought to persecute us. And we continue in our Tfilot and our Emunah in the notion of the Nes Nistar. And we say, as we always do, Hashem Hoshia, HaMelech Ya'anenu Yom Koreinu. May the King answer us on the day that we call. Please join me now for the recitation of Tehillim, beginning with chapter 20. I will read it slowly in Hebrew and ask you please to recite it with me. Lamnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid Ha Adonai B'Yom Tzara Hashem Elohei Yaakov Ach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yis'odeka Or Kol Minchotecha Ve'olatecha yedash nesela. Ha'achilav avecha. Ve'chol atzatecha yemalei. Ve'abishuatecha. Uveshem Eloheinu nidgol. Ve'adunai kol mish'alotecha. Tati ki hoshi Adonai Meshicho. Ya'aneu mishmei kodsho. Bigvurot yesha yemino. Rechev ve'elav atzusim. Anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, emakaru v'nafalu v'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad, Adonai Hoshia ha-melech ya'aneinu v'yom koreinu.
Great.
Mizmor l'David, Adonai ro'i lo echsar, deshe yarbitzeni al me'menuchot yina'aleini, oveiv, Yanchei v'magli tzedek l'man shemo. Yilech b'geitz al mavet lo ira ra ki ata imadi shivtecha u'mishantecha hein l'yenachamuni. Lefanai shulchan neged tzorerai dishanta v'ashemen roshi kosi revaya. V'chesed yudifuni kol yemei chayai v'shavti b'veit Adonai le'orech yamim. Tehillim kuf chaf aleph. Chapter 121. Alot. Nai el heharim me'ayin yavo Ezri. Ezri me'im Adonai ozei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein lamot raglecha al yanum shomerecha. Lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Nai shomerecha Adonai tzilecha al yad yeminecha. Am hashemesh lo yakeka. V'yareach b'layla, morcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha, una yishmor et seitecha uvoecha, me'ata v'yad olam. Uflamed, chapter 130. Shir ha'malot, mima ma'akin kraticha Adonai, ha'yishima v'koli, nechekashuvot l'kol tachanunai, Im avonot tishmorya Adonai mi amod. Vahatlicha leman tivarei. Ki Adonai kiveta nafshi, veliz varo hochalti. Nafshi ladonai, mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Nechel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbeim ofedut. Vehu yivdet Yisrael, Mikol avonotav. Mem bet. 142. Maskil l'David, biotov ameara tefila, poli el Adonai ezak, poli el Adonai et chanan, eshpoch lefanav sichi, darati lefanav agid, atef alai ruchi, ואתה ידעת נתיבתי, ואורח זו ההלך תם נופח לי. הבית ימין וראה ואין לי מכיר, עבד מנות ממני, אין דורש לנפשי. זעקתי אליך, אדוני, אמרתי אתה מחצי, חלקי בארץ החיים. הקשיבה אל רינתי, כי דלותי מאוד, הטילני מרודפי, כי אמצו ממני. Hotsia mimasger nafshi lehodot et shemecha v'yachtiru tzadikim ki tigmol alai. Now recite the prayer Achenu first in Hebrew and then in English. Achenu kol beit Yisrael anetunim batzara uvashivya haomedim bein bayam uvein bayabasha hamakom yirachem aleihem v'yotziein mitzara lirvacha ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתה והגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר, אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them, from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom. Soon, and let us say, The Mishaberach L'Chayalei Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense forces. Nishaberach Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Hu yivarech et chayalei tzva hagana l'Yisrael ve'anshei kochot habitachon ha'omdim al mishmar arteinu ve'arei Eloheinu migvul ha'levanon ve'ad mibar Mitzrayim u'min hayam agadol ad levo ha'arava u'v'chol makom shehem ba'yavasha ba'avir u'v'yam ein adunai et oyeveinu ha'kamim aleinu nigabdim lifneihem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'yatzilot Chayaleinu Mikol Tzara V'tzuka U'mikol Nega U'machala Yishlach Bracha V'atzlacha V'chol Ma'aseh Yedeihem Yadber Soneinu Tachteihem V'yatrein B'cheter Yeshua U'ater Nitzachon V'kuyam Bahem Hakatuv Y'adunai Eloheichem Ha'olechim Achem Lilachim V'achem Im Oyveichem Losha Etchem Mar Amen. Mishaberach Lashvuyim, care for those being held in captivity. Mishaberach Avoteinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, V'Aaron, David, U'Shlomo, U'yivarech, V'yishmor, V'yintzor, et nedarei tzva hagana l'Yisrael, U'shvuyav, V'et kol acheinu hanetunim b'tzara u'v'shivya, ba'avur shekol hakahal hakadosh hazeh mitpalel ba'avuram. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei rachamim aleihem, v'yotziyem imei choshech v'tzal mavet, u'mosroteim yinatek, u'mimetzukoteihem yoshiyem, v'yeshiveim mehera l'cheit mishpachoteihem. Yodu l'adunai chato, v'nifleotav livnei adam. Bahem mikra shekatuv, uvduyei adunai yeshuvun uva'u tzion berina, v'simchat olam al rosham. Sasor v'simcha yasigu v'nasu yagon v'anacha v'nomar. In conclusion, we recite the Mishaberach L'cholim, the prayer for those who are ill, and I will pause that we can insert each of us the names of those who we may know who are in need of a refuah. Mishaberach Avoteinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo U'yivareich v'yirapei et ha'cholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem L'Hachlimam U'L'Rapotam U'L'Hachazikam U'L'Hachayotam Yishlach Lahem Mehira Rufua Shlema Min Hashamayim L'Chol Evareihem U'L'Chol Gideihem Metoch She'ar Chole Yisrael Rufuat HaNefesh U'Rufuat HaGuf Hashta Ba'Agala V'Zman Kariv V'Nomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Engel. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in the Yiratz Hashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope. All of Klal Yisrael around the world.